It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
I think for the past year or so, all I have heard from Disney fanatics is Disney Tokyo this and Disney Tokyo that. I can count like so many people I know that are planning or have already gone to Disney Tokyo, and my just FOMO and jealousy increases every time. But I'm also so excited today because we have one of our Disneyland with Kids co-hosts with us to talk all about Tokyo Disney because she has been there herself. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
And I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes, and I am so excited to talk Tokyo Disney Resort. Just got back about a week ago from a trip I've been planning for basically all of my life, right?
I feel like that's how it works. Like, we've been talking about it for a while. We have some friends who've lived in Japan, know the language, know the area. They are like, I'm like, let's do this. But before I jump into planning a trip, I need to know the ins and outs. And we have such a short time, but the good news is you have so many of these resources on your website, Trips with Tykes. So let's jump into a quick, really just go get them guide to Tokyo Disney Resort. Now, the first thing you say is plan for at least 2 days. Tell me about that.
Yes. So tip number one is to take as much time as you possibly can. But realistically, there's so much else in Tokyo and elsewhere in Japan that you're going to want to do that you need to figure out how to divide your time. This was a big struggle for my family, but you do need at least 2 days. And that's really because there are two very good parks at Tokyo Disney Resort. There's Tokyo Disneyland and there's Tokyo Disney Sea. And unlike a lot of other Disney resorts around the world, I would say they're equally good parks. Like, you're going to want to spend an equal amount of time in each park. I mean, not like, say, Disneyland Paris, which I was at 2 years ago, where one park is kind of still right now a little bit of a throwaway, a half day, if that park. You need 2 full days in each park. And Tokyo Disney Resort does not have park hopping. It does not have multi-day tickets. It used to back in the day, but those haven't come back since the pandemic. So what you're going to need to do is buy a ticket for one park, Tokyo Disneyland, and one day, and the other park, Tokyo Disney Sea, the other day. So you're going to want to at least have 2 days to make the most of it. I will say, Jessica, some people do visit Tokyo Disney Resort as a day trip from Tokyo proper. But if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a Disney fan. And I can tell you right now, that's not going to be enough. You're not going to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had some chatter in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group about the Tokyo Resort as well. And one thing people want to know is, can they buy their tickets through our partner at Getaway Today? And I know you have an answer.
No, they can't. Tokyo Disney Resort is actually majority owned by a company called the Oriental Land Company, not Disney. Disney is a minority owner. And as a result, you can't use travel agents to book your trips. You can't buy tickets from partners like Getaway Today. So you have got to do it on your own. So that's why we've got this podcast. That's why I have all the blog articles. You've got to learn this yourself. But I will say, Jessica, if you're a Disneyland fan or a Disney fan and you've been to other theme parks, your skills are going to transfer. So don't worry. Like, there will be new rules you have to learn, but you have the skills underlying and you can do it.
Perfect. I love that. Okay, so plan for 2 days. What's our next tip?
Next tip is you want to book as soon as hotel reservations open. So I guess I should give you a little bit of a lay of the land of what the hotel situation is at Tokyo Disney Resort. So like Disneyland, there are on-property hotels. They have right now 3 and soon to be 4 deluxe hotels. The Tokyo Disneyland Hotel, that's like the Grand Floridian in Florida. The MiraCosta, which is overlooking Tokyo Disney Sea. The Ambassador Hotel, and then coming soon, Fantasy Springs Hotel. And that's opening in June when the Tokyo Disney Sea Park gets a big expansion of a new land called Fantasy Springs. And then there are 2 other on-property, or I guess Disney sort of owned or branded hotels. Those don't have all the same perks as the deluxe hotels. And then there are all these other hotels that are on the monorail loop that Tokyo Disney has. There's a Sheraton, a Hilton, and those don't have the same perks either. But if you're staying on property, you need to book as soon as hotel reservations open, because it is the most competitive of any Disney resort that I have seen anywhere. And the time to mark on your calendar, 4 months in advance at 11 a.m. Japan time. And you have to do the math, because 11 a.m. Japan time is a day earlier in the United States. So you need to have the alarm set. You need to be on the website if you want to get especially the MiraCosta and the Fantasy Springs Hotel, because of the Tokyo Disney Sea expansion. You need to be refreshing, and you may not get it. So you need to know what your backup is. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you thought Oogie Boogie Bash tickets were hard. We are translating this into Tokyo Disney. And I honestly can't imagine, but this is, you know, the future, if this is what I end up doing going there, I can't imagine planning a huge international trip and not having my hotel booked until 4 months in advance. So I'm imagining that if you don't get it, there's other places to get that you that are not as competitive. You just make other arrangements.
Yes, that's right. You mean you should be able to get a Disney hotel. You may not get the your first choice. And gotcha. So Jessica, I planned late because we were back and forth about our trip. And I actually did not book my hotel until 3 months and 29 days in advance. And I was still able to get a character room at the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel at that point.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can still get some good stuff. But if you like have your heart set on a specific room type or a specific hotel, you have got to be on the ball.
Okay. And I know you did share that hotel and a lot of your trip on your stories on Instagram, Trips with Tykes. Do you have that saved to highlights? Is that something we can look at?
Yes, okay, you can take a tour of the character room at the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel. It was unbelievable.
Oh, that's so amazing. I love that. Okay, tell us about the monorail, because I didn't realize that it has like a monorail loop that's different from Disneyland Resort in California. So tell us about transportation and those type of options.
Yes. Tip number three is you really should learn the layout and the transportation situation before you go, because that's going to save you time and, you know, not waste your precious minutes that you have in the parks and all over the resort. So like I mentioned, there is a monorail loop at Tokyo Disney Resort, and it connects to the Tokyo Rail or the Japan Rail system. So you can take a subway to what they call the Maihama Station. And then from there, you can connect to the monorail loop. And you actually have to pay for the monorail at Tokyo Disney. You scan. What? Yeah. You scan. It uses the same system like the Suica card or the Pasmo card. It's just your transit card, and it uses the same system, or you can just buy day passes or one-off tickets. So you have to know like how to get into, you know, that system a little bit if you're going to be using it at all. And pretty much everybody will be using it. So,
Are you using it like between the parks? Okay.
Yes.
So it's like, it's something that you're, like you just said, you're going to end up using. So that's good to know.
Right. You can't really walk. I mean, you could, but it'd be really long.
And they don't sell hoppers like you mentioned. Anyway,
right. So, right. They don't. Point. So where we were at the Tokyo Disneyland Hotel, and that is walkable to Tokyo Disneyland. It's right across the Esplanade, kind of think Grand California and DCA, if you need a California equivalent. But then we needed to take the monorail to Tokyo Disney Sea, and then vice versa. If you're at the MiraCosta, which is Tokyo Disney Sea, you'll need to take the monorail. And then if you're at those other hotels I mentioned, like the Sheraton and the Hilton, those are at another station, the Bayside Station, that's on the monorail loop. But it's just one loop. It just goes around. So if you know Florida and the monorail loop there, it's very similar in size and scope. So it will feel familiar other than the buy a ticket part.
Interesting. All right. Perfect. You have our tip number four is prepare for IT hiccups. And again, I think as Disneyland fans, we are somewhat familiar, not always prepared, but tell us about how to be prepared in this situation.
Yes, I was hoping Japan would have its technology situation sorted out, but it's the same story. And in fact, in some ways, the technology was more glitchy. So the first thing that especially American and other international visitors need to know about is there can sometimes be issues with credit cards, with non-Japanese credit cards.
Okay.
I luckily did not have any issues. I have the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, which is a Visa, but I've heard from a lot of other people, they have more luck with American Express cards, but there sometimes can be hiccups, especially when it comes to purchasing park tickets. I didn't have issues with booking my hotel, prepaying for that. Didn't have issues with prepaying for dining, things like that. Didn't have issues in the park when I needed to buy their fast pass equivalent. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but I did not need to buy park tickets. And the reason is I was staying at an on-property hotel, and Tokyo Disney guarantees that on-property hotel guests can buy their park tickets, even if the theme parks are sold out on site. So I just waited until check-in the night before, bought my tickets for the next 2 days, easy peasy. So that's kind of one of the reasons I recommend U.S. visitors stay on property. Having that guarantee, not having to worry with the IT hiccups, very, very helpful.
That feels so backwards. So let's say you couldn't get your Disney property hotel when you booked it just shy of 4 months out. Would you then be able to still buy park tickets and hope there's reservations available? Or at that point, are they not sold out yet?
So tickets go on sale only 2 months in advance. So you'll know what your situation is. And they're just dated single park tickets. So no park reservations.
Okay.
Like your ticket purchase is your park reservation, essentially. But you can always try on the website, the Tokyo Disney official website. If that fails and you don't have this on-property hotel guarantee, there's a company called Klook, which I guess is kind of like a Getaway Today or like a Viator or something like that for a lot of Asia tourist destinations. You can buy park tickets there. So that might be your fallback if you don't have luck with the Tokyo Disney website and aren't staying on site.
Okay, so a couple other IT issues that you had mentioned to me was similar to Disneyland: site crashing, site down. Anything we should know about that?
The site crashes a lot when it comes to dining reservations. And I know a lot of you guys are going to want to get like a special restaurant. I did. And that's exactly 1 month in advance. And it crashes more often than it works at the moment when dining reservations are released. So like I did the Oogie Boogie Bash trick of like multiple browsers open, use the app and a website, practice the day before so I knew what to do. Even still, I wasn't 100% successful at getting the dining reservations that I wanted, but I got enough that it satisfied us.
Awesome. And I'm sure you'll have more tips in your article about IT stuff. So when you need a little troubleshooting, Trips with Tykes can help you out there. Tell us what's different from the U.S. parks and how do we prioritize those things with your tip number 5?
Yeah, I think that's very important for U.S. visitors. Prioritize what's different and unique from the U.S. parks, because you won't be able, especially if you only have 2 days like we did, you won't be able to do 100% of everything in every park. So you want to do what you can't see anywhere else. So make a list. This is what we did. I went to the Tokyo Disney website. I watched YouTube videos. I read blog post articles. I, you know, looked at what the rides were and what looked different enough or totally different. And I made a list and I prioritized them. I was like, this is the ride that's the must do. This is a ride that we'd like to do if we have time. And then, so I created that tiered list. Also check what's closed during your visit.
Ooh, yes.
Because during our visit, sadly, Pooh's Honey Hunt, which is supposedly the like pinnacle of Winnie the Pooh attractions around the world, that was closed. Oh. So
yeah, there's always going to be something, but luckily you got to ride that Beauty and the Beast attraction, because that to me has been synonymous with Tokyo Disney. Everyone is like, got to do that Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. So just I'll mention a couple of rides for folks just to get you started. The Beauty and the Beast attraction is a must do. That is the most epic dark ride I have ever done in my entire life. My husband, who is a skeptic, had his mouth wide open. Great. Got to do that one. I'd also recommend the Happy Ride with Baymax, which is honestly just Alien Swirling Saucers or Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, but it's with Baymax, and Baymax is big in Japan. Big, big in Japan. The energy there, off the charts. Also would recommend Monsters, Inc. Ride and Go Seek. It's not like Monsters, Inc. in DCA. And then finally, the original Splash Mountain is still at Tokyo Disney, and I'm not going to weigh into any of the controversy there, but if you still want to see it, you can see it there. And then Tokyo Disney Sea. Pretty much everything at Tokyo Disney Sea is different. So this is hard, but number one is Journey to the Center of the Earth. It's an epic thrill ride. also 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, not like the Florida version of my childhood. And then Tower of Terror, totally different at Tokyo DisneySea. And then there are a couple of little fun family rides that my son especially loved. Aquatopia, which is like a trackless ride, but you're on a thin film of water. So cool.
I did see that on your stories, and that was like, what? That looks amazing.
And then they have a little Nemo and Friends Sea Rider, which is kind of like an even bigger Star Tours, but that was great for younger kids. So many great attractions.
That is so cool. All right. We want to get onto all these rides. How are we going to do it?
You know me, Jessica. Line strategies, really important. So you need to have a smart line strategy. And I think it's really important for U.S. visitors. Buy all of the extras you can reasonably afford. And, you know, you're taking this big once in a lifetime expensive trip to Japan. Is it worth a little bit extra to make sure you don't stand in a 2-hour line? Yes, it is. Especially, we didn't mention this, Jessica, park tickets at Tokyo Disneyland are cheap. Our family of four got in for a total of $222 a day. So that's like a 1-day park hopper.
Amazing.
Or for one person. So you'll have a little bit of extra money left over. Buy those extras. I'm just going to really quickly mention the things that you need to know. I'm going to go in more detail on my blog. Happy entry. If you're staying in an on-property deluxe hotel, you get in 15 minutes early. You only will get in one ride, but make it good. Number two, Premier Access. This is like paid Lightning Lane. And the most expensive they are 2,000 yen, which is about $13 right now. So totally worth $13 to not stand in a 2-hour line for Beauty and the Beast. And rules for that are a little bit different than paid Lightning Lane. So you got to learn on that, but dive in and learn this. Then currently they also have something called 40th Anniversary Priority Pass, which is basically like Genie Plus Lightning Lane. Same rules. You get one every 120 minutes or less if you scan into the ride. And realistically, you can probably buy at least 2 Premier Accesses and get at least 2 Priority Passes. So that gets you a shorter line for at least 4 rides, maybe 5 or 6 if you're smart.
Nice. I love it. Well, I definitely want to spend all the money there. Another thing I have seen is the merch. It's like the best Disney merch in the entire world. What did you guys buy? What did you want to buy that you left behind?
All the things. I have never bought more merchandise. I mean, generally on the trip to Tokyo, but especially at Tokyo Disneyland. You really need to make time. I'd say make time for the shopping and also for the shows. Because as you know, Jessica, I'm a ride person. I want to spend all my time doing rides. I'm so glad we took shopping breaks. I'm so glad we saw some of the unique entertainment they have at Tokyo Disney Resort. But the merchandise, like you say, is amazing. It's not as much clothing. And that actually surprised me. Mm-hmm. Like I left and I was like, wait, we didn't buy any t-shirts. There were no spirit jerseys. Okay. But it's more like housewares and decorations and useful things. Like I brought back a cooler bag that has like all the Tokyo Disney like rides and characters. So if you see it from afar, you would think, oh, it's just Disney. But if you look at it close, you're like, it's Tokyo Disney. So a lot of things. We spent so much money. My son got all of the things. So make time for that. And then
that's so great.
Yeah. And leave room in your suitcase.
Yes. And I have a friend that's going and they have an infant. Mm-hmm. I don't even think she's 6 months old. And I said, are you going to pack diapers? Are you going to buy diapers? And then we decided together, probably they should pack diapers because then they'll have the empty space when they come back for all those things that will catch their eye at Tokyo Disney. I am so excited for so many people that are planning trips there and hope to get there someday. Any last words of advice for Tokyo Disney? Like, actually, I want to know, here we go. I want to know, if you had all the time in the world, how many days would you have spent at that resort?
Good question. I would have spent 4. I would have done 2 days in each park. That would have given me time to repeat attractions that were like really epic. There's some rides like at the other Disney parks in around the world where if you do the fast pass, you know, Premier Access queue, you miss some of the unique things in the queue.
Yes.
So kind of like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disneyland. Yeah. So I would have done some things like through the regular line just to see all of the, you know, unique offerings. And I would have tried more restaurants and I would have seen more shows. I mean, 4 days, if I had had it, I would have done. But I will say to folks, this is, I think, important. I think Japan intimidates a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It seems more different than, say, Disneyland Paris or, mm-hmm. you know, Europe or some other destinations. It was as easy, if not easier, than Disneyland Paris for us.
Great.
And I'm glad that we did it. And I think other folks, don't be intimidated. They're English-speaking cast members. There is English on every sign. So you can get by. And the payoff is just amazing. I mean, Tokyo Disney Sea especially is such a unique park that it's worth the trip. It's worth the jet lag. It's worth the money. I'm so glad I did it. And I can't wait to go back.
Okay. Now just say, remain seated, please, in Japanese. Just kidding.
Wakarimasen ne. That means I don't understand. How about that?
Well, that works. You could have told me that that's what you said, and I would have believed it. Thank you so much. Now go and read these articles on trips with Tykes, and we will see you real soon at some Disney park around the world.